Helping neighbors. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, with much of the state going without rain for nearly 2 months now, grain and cotton farmers have been taking big advantage with one of the best harvesting conditions in recent memory. In fact, most cotton and soybean producers here are running ahead by 2 to 3 weeks and some even longer. But our neighboring farmers and other residents along the Gulf Coast are still facing substantial challenges from weather that occurred over 2 months ago. And even though hurricane season is over as of this week, that doesn't mean the problems have ended. Jonna Miller tells us about an effort to help rural communities hit by this year's horrible hurricane season.
Generous donors have given more than $750,000 to the American Farm Bureau Foundation's Hurricane Ag Relief Fund.
We created the foundation's Hurricane Ag Fund to target relief dollars toward helping with rural disaster relief in the affected states. And we have collected money from all over.
The foundation's managing director, Marcia Purcell, says donations are aimed at farmers and ranchers.
We know that they're going to help with fencing, with supplies that farmers need, to help pay for diesel fuel, to get donated hay down to the livestock, and to help with other necessities that farmers need to get back on their feet.
Purcell says no overhead will be taken from donations. Every dollar will go directly to disaster relief.
We have also been able to kind of serve as an intermediary between people who want to donate items. Like, we found a farmer who wanted to donate a mobile home, and we found a farmer whose home was destroyed and wanted a mobile home, and we were able to put those two people together to see if they could work out the details.
You can donate to the fund by calling 1-800-443-8456 or online at www.agfoundation.org. Jonna Miller, Washington.
Again, that phone number is 1-800-443-8456. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.